So, of course, I watched the debate last night, but I kept turning it off. I went to go watch Law and Order for a while because it gave me the creeps. I couldn't. It was like watching, oh, I don't know. It was like somebody walked through a crowd with nitroglycerin bags around their neck. I don't know if nitroglycerin is the right thing. It's so an explosive in a crowd. And stumbling around and falling out, and you just keep thinking this thing is exploding. And then it actually is exploding. It's not like it potentially could. He's like fucking falling apart right there. And so anyway, I just listened to Brian Lehrer. If you don't listen to the Brian Lehrer podcast, it's from WNYC. It's the best that I've found when there are big events that require an intelligent treatment. And he's good on almost every topic. There are some that I don't like the way he does, but they're very few. For the most part, he's anyway. So he did this one, and I reluctantly listened to it because it included clips of both Trump and Biden. And of course, I found the Biden clips to be the most disturbing. Why? Because I'm so accustomed to Trump that he can't get me anymore, you know? Except on re-listening to Trump here, I realized, as I suspected, everybody was wrong in saying that, Trump can't complete a sentence, Trump is incompetent, blah, blah, blah. No, he is not. He was right. I mean, he was just boom, boom, boom. He is really good at learning his lines, okay? He's a freaking actor. He's a comedian. And however it happened, he was given lines to memorize. He learned his lines and he practiced them, obviously practiced them. Maybe it was at the rallies. Who knows? It doesn't matter. He came prepared to do his thing. And he understands what he needed to do. And Biden, and by extension, his advisors did not understand what he needed to do. Let me tell you what he needed to do. He needed to tell us his base. I am in Biden's frickin' base. I'm predisposed to think that Biden is great. I want to see him be great. I don't want to see him trip up. And what I want more than anything is, and I know that Trump, I know about Trump. I understand. You don't need to convince me that I remember him talking about injecting whatever, chlorine or something in your arms and putting light up your asshole. And I mean, all this shit, the self-importance of this idiot. I mean, it's like I have met people like that. I have actually even worked for people like that. We all have. People who just, what they call them, the Dunning-Kruger assholes. That's what Trump is. He thinks he's really smart. That I think he really does think. He's smart and he's just accidentally going to trip over the thing the scientists all missed and go ahead and put chlorine in your arms and I think maybe it'll work. He probably does think maybe it'll work, right? So there was that. There was the fact that on day one, he's going to surrender to Putin. We are going to become he's going to become an oligarch, and he's going to get his cut of the loot from disassembling the United States government and privatizing it, which is going to be the process. It's what happened in Russia. They're going to perfect it here. They perfected it in Russia, and they're going to apply it here where there's so much more to loot. I mean, Putin's already the richest guy in the world, probably, they say. Now he's going to be even richer. And Trump is going to be rich right alongside him, and Trump can't wait. What else? Well, there's climate change, and there's Black Lives Matter, and there's the Supreme Court, and there's Roe v. Wade. I made the list this morning. It's on my blog. If you go to scripting.com for today, today is the 28th of June, you'll see a link to it. And there really aren't that many things on the list. That's the list he should have memorized. They should have made a song for him with so that he could smile while he's thinking about it. And he didn't, my advice to Biden would have been pretend that Trump isn't even there. And all you want to do is, you know, and every response you want to talk about one of the, oh, Roe, did I say Roe v. Wade? I think I did. You want to talk about one of these things. And that's it. It's the same advice that Trump is, that's what Trump was doing. Keep coming back to immigration. Whatever that you don't want to answer, just bring it back to immigration. I did it again. What we wanted, all of us, was to feel good about our support for Biden. That was what he needed to accomplish in the debate. He wasn't going to convince any of, maybe he might convince a few independents in the debate to come over to his side. Our confidence in him is probably what would convince them. They're trying to imagine that if I decide to support this guy, am I going to feel like an idiot? Well, I'm sorry to say, but after yesterday's debate, no, yes, of course they will feel like an idiot if they did it. They might feel good about themselves if somebody could tell them why they're voting for him. It's just, you have to make that connection. You have to connect, you have to close the loop. We have to hear from him what we are so angry about that we may have to deal with Trump again. And what he has to get up there and say to us is, don't worry, I'm not going to make you have to deal with Trump again. The specifics of what we have to deal with Trump, we don't know what they are, actually. I mean, what if there's another pandemic? That's an item on my list. There could be another pandemic. Do you really want to go through that again? Where he's telling you got all the vaccines you need, but there aren't any vaccines? Where they don't know the very most basic ways of preventing the spread of the virus, where they tell people to take their masks off when the masks are the only thing that are preventing it from spreading. I mean, there really aren't all that many things to say. And when you finish, this was one of the worst parts of the whole debate that I actually saw, was where he actually did manage to answer a question without going off into the weeds. They said, well, you know, you've got 32 more seconds, Mr. President. And he said, oh, okay, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now he's off in the weeds. You know, John Stewart gets one thing right when he talks about this. When he shows a clip of Biden doing something like that, he's begging him, no, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. I swear, almost any influencer or sports announcer, I mean, learn your lines for crying out loud and breathe and relax and don't load your head up with lots of numbers because you're not going to need them. Learn how to not answer the frickin' question, okay? But tell us what you see. That's what we needed and we totally didn't get it. But having that list means a lot to me, actually. I wish I'd had the list during the debate. I would have put it on my iPad. It would have been there on my screen. Every time things got all weird, I would just look at the list and say, yes. I would remind myself, that's why you're voting for this guy. That's why you're giving him the maximum amount of money you can give him. And then we'll just have to see what happens, how it plays out, because that's all the power I have. I mean, I know very clearly this is why I'm doing it. I think it's redeemable, and it must be redeemed. Anyway, so thanks very much for listening. I was going to say have a great weekend, but I have to tell you, sometimes I do podcasts on the weekend too. There's no predicting when I will do a podcast. It could be morning, noon, or night. It could be a weekday, a weekend, a national holiday. Who knows? But in any case, thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.